Sport on RTE Radio 1.
21 minutes to 9 now. Shane's Fairy Tale of New York, says the Star. Is it a good way to describe it, Darren? You have the interview.
I'm loving all the headlines this morning, but I do, before we get into the golf, Keane, I do want to pay a special tribute to so many Irish athletes and sports people who did so well yesterday. It really was a day of days. I'm going through a tally here. 4 World Championship gold medals yesterday. Wow. A brilliant, brilliant bronze medal in cycling. And then that famous Ryder Cup victory, Keane, secured 2 Irish men playing hugely significant roles. And we're going to start right there. We all thought the singles yesterday, it was going to be a coronation, a 7-point lead, a foregone conclusion. But the USA battled back, and at one stage, well, we looked in big, big trouble, and looked like they were going to pull off the comeback of for the ages. Europe held their nerve, though, and won it by 2. The all-important moment falling to a man from the Midlands.
This for a birdie to finish for Shane Lowry, and if it goes in, Europe will retain the Ryder Cup. Lowry hits it forward, and in it goes, and he roars with delight. Into the air. Great celebrations. The European players walk onto the green. They can't be beaten. The Ryder Cup remains in European hands. At the last, Shane Lowry snatches the half. That means it's mission accomplished for Europe. The trophy will be going home on their flight.
Yeah, that was something pretty extraordinary, and I'm sure lots of people staying up late to watch. It wasn't that late, actually. It was probably around 10 o'clock, but which was good for us on this side of the water. But the celebrations were incredible. Shane's victory dance. There was shades of Seamus Darby,
right.
1982, All-Ireland final. Kerry going for the 5 in a row. Oh,
there you go. So
it is uncanny, the celebrations.
They'll definitely be celebrating down in Offaly.
They will. Let's hear from the man himself. Shane's been talking to Greg Allen, and he started by telling him about a little chat he was having with his caddy as a picture of what was unfolding before him became more clear.
The Irish and the Ryder Cup.
Oh, huh? Man. Shane, on the back of my hand, I've written all the Irish guys who've made it, either retained the Ryder Cup, and you're the number 6. What does this moment feel like?
I said to Darren going in the last hole, I've got the chance, the opportunity to have one of the biggest moments of my life here. And that's what it felt like. I can't believe it, to be honest. It was, what an awful day. Like, it was the hardest day I've ever had in the golf course, where, you know, we looked great for a long time, and then when I got to like around the turn, I was like, Jesus, this doesn't look good at all. And then, you know, you're hoping Fitzy's going to win, and Ludwig got his win, and then Rosie went down the last, you're hoping he was going to at least get a half, and Tommy the same, and Rory the same. And like, it's like, it's hard not to look at the scoreboard, it's hard not to get involved in what's going on there, but you do have to take care of your own game. And I felt like I got to the 15 tee, I was 2 down, Russell was after winning 13 and 14, and I was like, I said, I have to do something here, like, I really do. And honestly, I played, 17 wasn't great, but I had an unbelievable 2-putt there, and I probably played some of the best, like, probably the best 4 holes of my life to somehow get a half.
Yeah, you finished with 5 consecutive threes. When it came to 18, you striped the drive,
yeah.
You nailed the wedge,
yeah.
But then you had that 6.5-footer.
It just starts to, when you're in that situation, all the doubts come into your head. It's hard, like, and you know, like, if I miss that putt and we don't end up retaining or winning, I'll probably take me a long time to get over something like that. So it was a huge moment in my career, and thankfully I stood up to the plate and knocked it in.
And you came down 18 in Portrush in 2019,
yeah,
with a cacophony of sound.
Yeah.
What was it like when that celebration was something else?
It was pure relief, like relief, joy, all of the above. It was unbelievable, because, you know, fair play to the Americans, they fought very hard. They were always going to come back at us. I didn't think it was going to be to such an extent. You know, I thought our team were playing amazing. I liked the lineup today. But it's the most incredible feeling in the whole world.
You've always said the Ryder Cup is something extraordinarily special, maybe even above the majors. Out there, it looked that way.
It's everything to me, honestly. Like, and when I finally get over this in the next few weeks, oh, you know, I'll be turning to Adair Manor and wanting to compete there and help win the Ryder Cup again.
2019, winning the Open in the way that you want it. Ryder Cup 2025.
I keep saying, you know, the Irish Open in 2009, Portrush, and then I do this, like, it's like, I'm the luckiest man in the world. Like, honestly, I'm so lucky to be able to do the stuff I do for a job. It's incredible. I love it, and I love this team. I love this tournament. I think it's the best tournament in the world. I can't believe I have to go back to real golf for 2 years. Thank you.
You can really hear the passion there. One of the biggest moments in his life. That's some statement from Shane.
It is, and he's won the Open, Keane. He's won the Open. That is quote of the weekend for me, though. He can't believe I have to go back to real golf for the next 2 years. Super stuff. The Irish rowers won two gold medals at the World Championships in Shanghai yesterday. Fiona Murta winning gold in the single sculls. Mags Cremin and Fintan McCarthy in the mixed doubles race. We also two gold medals in the World Para Championships in New Delhi. Orla Comerford and Greta Stremacita winning world titles in their 100 and 1500 metre events. Ben Healy won bronze in the road race at the World Championships in Rwanda. First Irish rider to podium in the event since Sean Kelly way back in 1989. Now Put Your Hands Together won the Irish Cesar Witch at the Curra. A famous win for the horse that only got the call up yesterday morning as a second reserve. Now the horse is owned by JP McManus, trained by Joseph O'Brien, ridden by the veteran jockey Niall McCullough. And Niall really is the huge story here. One of the stories of the racing season, to be honest with you. He's in his 50s. His son Scott was also in the race, fifth actually in the race. And Niall's been outlining to Dave Keena how he spotted an opportunity yesterday morning.
When I got up this morning and I saw the second reserve had no jockey down, 8-7, JP McManus, Joseph O'Brien, I said, Kieran O'Toole, give them a ring just in case, put my name forward just in case something comes out. Lo and behold, half an hour later, get the call, one's coming out, you can ride that. I think I have a chance here. And we were, myself and Scott were laughing because he had a chance as well in Dawn Rising, and we were ribbing each other. I'm a lucky sod. This is one to savour.
Yeah. And look, let's call a spade a spade. You're 56 years of age. There's so few professional sports people competing in such a physically demanding sport, still competing and wanting to compete.
Just love it. Like, and the boy said, if you ride a big one today, you'll surely call it a day. And I said, not a chance. I'll be stopped long enough. I'm healthy. I'm fit. I'm so lucky that I can still do what I love and I get a great kick out of it. And to win a big one, I'd be happy winning in Bellisound on Thursday. To win the Cesarovich, like, it just doesn't normally happen to me. But anyway, it did today and I'm thrilled.
And obviously the money matters too. It's a huge pot to win.
Big pot, good money, you know. So that, they're the races you want to compete in. And but I'd say I'd do it for nothing.
That's something else, isn't it? Well done to Niall. Incredible stuff. That race worth yesterday to him about 20, 25 grand, but he says he'd do it for nothing. Incredible stuff. In the Premier League, Arsenal beat Newcastle 2-1. Aston Villa 3-1 winners over Fulham. And the American football, the Pittsburgh Steelers beat the Minnesota Vikings 24-21 at Croke Park. The first regular season NFL game played in this country.